risk-adjusted database is now available to inform patients of the risk of different techniques and the complications associated with them. For example, we know that if you have a straightforward mastectomy, while in hospital, you have a 10% risk of developing a complication. We may not have realized that before. But more than that, the audit has shown that your risk of complications goes up with the complexity of the technique, rising from around 13% if you do an implant-based reconstruction as an immediate procedure to almost 25% if you have a free-flap reconstruction out of this 3,300 database on which the information is available. The audit's also shown that the picture and the risk of reconstructions of complications is quite different for delayed reconstruction. The safest reconstruction of all is the patient having a delayed subpectoral reconstruction, where you have a 5% chance of an implant complication. It goes up to 22%, the highest risk, if you have an autologous LD reconstruction, and most of the elements of that risk relate to risks in relation to the donor site. Again, new data that we were previously unaware of and which should be extremely helpful in informing patients who are considering reconstruction.